It's the Mornings with Ed show, and way back in the 1940s when I decided to get into radio, this is exactly why I decided to get into it. You're about to meet Tara Hu. Tara Hu has a show Friday at the Carmen Bar. A brand new EP is called 64 Women. We're going to hear a couple of cuts off that and then have a cool conversation. Please welcome, if you would, into our Julie Lawton studios here in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, Tara Hu. Tara Hu, that song was called Copycat off of their latest EP called 64 Women, and that again is why I got into this, man. I could see, I would be the guy in the pit right now with the shirt off, and Dan, you know, I'd be in everybody's way stepping, that's me, man, I swear. I cannot be happier that they're here. Let's hear something else off of that EP. This one is called Numb Killer. Once again, Tara Hu.
I can't stop wondering.
That is so fresh, man. Tara Hu and the new EP is called 64 Women. That was called Numb Killer. So glad to have them live in our Julie Lawton studios. Come on in, let's have a chat. And while we're waiting for them to come on in, I want you to hear this song called Hurt.
Without letting a tear go, sad is not even the appropriate word. Can't even be mad, I don't even have time. I'm looking back, the only thing that makes me smile is your speech, your words, your fakeness. So, no, I'm not mad, my friend. No, I'm not mad, my friend.
We're going to do all the talking. The name of the band is Tara Hu, and you're hearing some songs off the 64 Women EP. And man, sometimes I stand here and I go, I wonder why I'm doing this. And that's exactly why I'm doing this. Welcome to the show, you guys. How you doing
Thank
this
you.
Morning?
Great.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good. That was magnificent. It energized us this morning. It's only 9 o'clock and you're rocking hard, man. This is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. So with us, we have Tara, of course. We also have Cora Lee and Joey, who's on the bass there. And tell me how you guys found each other.
Facebook, good old Facebook.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And just like, hi, I'm looking for a guitarist, or hi, I'm looking for a drummer. It was that easy.
No, it was not that easy, but it is what happened. So Coco and I, we're both French.
Okay.
And we knew each other on Facebook. We were friends on Facebook from before, because I also play the drums, and I guess we had some friends in common or whatever. And then when I needed a new drummer, I was like, hey, she was moving to LA
to study. I study at the Musician Institute in LA.
Yes.
So I saw that on Facebook that she was living there. So I just message her and say, hey, do you have some info on the music scene or, you know, some tips? And yeah, that was just that.
Then we auditioned and I was like, oh, it's working out.
So you guys just crashed hard right into the music scene in LA, man. It was really a cool crash. And how'd you find this guy?
So we were going on tour with our previous bass player. And then, like, I think 2 weeks before going on tour, he had some like personal emergencies.
Right.
So he quit the band. I'm like, really? But it's LA, you know.
He met a girl named Yoko. I mean, kind of just left the band. He screwed the whole thing up. Yeah. Lucky for us.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like messaging a bunch of bass players on Facebook. And even though LA has a lot of musicians, it's really hard to actually get someone decent.
Right.
But luckily, Joey responded and you tell the story.
Yeah, I was actually in another rehearsal and I get this Facebook message that looks like could be spam or
right,
you know, someone trying to hack me.
The thing is, okay, so I messaged about 20 bass players on Facebook.
Right.
And by the time I messaged him, I was so tired of it that it was just two sentences. Like, it was like, hey, my name is Tara. We're in a band called Tara Who. Check it out if you're interested. I'm looking for a bass player, you know?
And honestly, I was like, what? No. I was like, who does this?
Right.
Like, I just didn't think it was real.
Right.
And then,
let me tell you how punk that is, man. That is just like, that's just way punk, dude.
And a couple days later, I was like, wow, what's wrong with me? I should check it out. And I did. And then I met him.
The results were pretty cool.
Yeah, and so he learned all the songs. We had like 15 songs for the tour, and he learned all of them within like 4 days because then we had to rehearse them.
That's brutal.
We go on tour, so within 10 days, he knows the whole set. And then we're in a hotel room. I think it was in Boise, Idaho. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like we're celebrating a little bit. And then I look at Coco and I'm like, we're lucky that he's not crazy. You know, like we're like sharing a room with this guy that we don't know.
In Idaho, where everyone disappears. Everyone. You go to Idaho, well, I've never seen him again. So as you put together all your songs, and I listened to the EP, as you put together all the songs, it seems like you studied some kind of psychology. It's like you're a master of human behavior from the writing in your music. Is that what's going on there, man?
So not at all, but I have a little bit of fascination for the brain and human behavior. Yeah.
Okay, and it shows in the music, man. It does. Tell me about the song Copycat, the first one we heard.
Okay, so that's about, actually there's a couple of people involved, but then I thought that I like to generalize so people can relate.
Right.
And obviously it's about like being yourself and daring to be yourself. There's a lot of people, especially like in music, who, you know, call themselves punk just because they buy the clothes.
But
it's not even about that.
Right.
You know, it's an attitude, it's a mentality.
Spirit, right.
Yeah, a spirit,
yes.
All of this. And the song is about that. I had a few people, you know, believe it or not, even guys like to copy me. And I'm not saying that in a conceited way at all. But, you know, at first it bothered me. Then it was a little bit flattering. And then at the end, I'm like, you know what? Just find yourself, man.
Right. And you guys have found that energy. Yeah. You found that groove. There was something missing and you filled that spot, I think is what happened.
Cool.
And I saw this, someone else had written this, so I hope you don't mind me saying it, but it is. It's like as if Motorhead was fronted by Alanis Morissette. I don't know where I read that, but that's what I'm getting, man. It's some good stuff there.
Awesome.
Now the name Tara Who. I know that Tara is the Buddhist for the mother of liberation, right? Is that where this comes from?
Yes.
Oh, yes!
So good.
I copied off the right people in school. See, I sat behind all the right... Right on, man! So that's where the name comes from?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to decide on a name for the band? Is that like something you kick around and you go, I don't
know. So there are two things for Tara Who... So Tara is actually not my real name, my birth name.
Okay.
And then when I was young, one of my first friend, I don't know, like when you're at school and you're like a baby and you start making friends.
Right.
Her name was Tara and she had cancer and she did not have hair because she was going through chemo and I was her only friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she passed during that year and I had a song for her, But then I thought, you know, I'll do even better, you know,
and name the band.
Yeah.
That's the greatest story I've ever heard. Yeah. I'm not even kidding, man. I swear. That's very cool. Yeah. That's
and
an awesome
combined move. With Buddhism, I thought this is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, tomorrow night, you're at the Carmen Bar.
Yes.
That's just going to rock. That's a great place to play, first of all. It's a great place to see a band, and it's a really cool room, man. So you're going to rock at the Carmen Bar. What time do you start?
11:30 p.m.
Okay. And you just released the video. So the last song we played as you were walking in was Hurt.
Yes.
You just released a video for that.
Yes.
Tell me about the shooting of that video.
Whew, intense. Yeah. So Hurt is about a betrayal. It's a friendship betrayal.
Okay.
And the music video is about a fight within, like in my head.
Okay.
You know, like from the moment that you are feeling the emotions of that betrayal and then finally getting over that, you know, because, you know, you're going to meet other people and, you know, just get over it.
Right. And the shooting of the video itself, was that excruciating for you to actually take the words of music and put it into a visual? Is that tough?
So what was tough was that I'm not an actress, right. And I did the fighting part,
right.
With Benny the Jet, for anyone who's familiar with martial arts. And then our friend Maria did she was the DP on the video, and Javier was the director. So all of, like, they all, you know, brainstormed the whole thing. And I think
came up with some good stuff.
Yeah. Right on. Okay, so the band, if you're just joining us, you missed any portion of this, you can catch it on the website. It's on the podcast a little bit later on this morning. Look for the Mornings with Ed tab. And again, the band is Tara Who. They are tomorrow night at the Carmen Bar. I need you to check out the new EP. It's called 64 Women. How can our listeners find you?
Spotify, iTunes, I mean, Apple. What is it called? Apple Tunes? I don't know what it's called.
Apple Music.
Apple Music, right. that thing, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
YouTube. You know, any show, come out, meet us. We'd love to meet new people.
I got
to
tell you, I came in this morning, I was feeling a little burnt out this morning. I was like, you know, man, end of the week, it's getting close. You guys just gave me the energy for the rest of the day, man.
Nice.
I cannot thank you enough. This was really cool. Glad to have you in studio. Anything you want to say before we go?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. No, thank you, man. I thank you. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Carmen Bar. Once again, this has been Tara Who. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you. All right.